It's close to midnight, and Richard sits at the Jungle Bar in Paradise Island in the Bahamas drinking Jaeger Bombs, an evil brew where a shot of Jägermeister is dropped, hence the name, in a glass of Red Bull. Most would wince after downing the concoction, but Richard is not most, and the bomb is just an appetizer anyway. For what's next is the main course, Meyer's rum and Coke in a 64-ounce mug, a mug he will bring from home and carry to every club we visit. As it's being prepared, ice to the top, 32 ounces of Meyer's, 2 cans of Coke, 2 limes. Those around the bar watch in awe. Is he really going to drink that, someone asks? His email address is Big Cup, I say. He's a professional. He knows what he's doing. My daughter, now 18, is here too with her boyfriend and has discovered one of life's great lessons, that couples on vacation get along exactly and only 35% of the time. Earlier in the day, the three of us were having lunch outside when Nina crossed her legs and inadvertently kicked a chair, which bumped the table, which knocked the morning rain that had collected on top of the umbrella onto her boyfriend's head. "I'm sorry, honey," she said, suppressing a smile. "Well, what the hell did you think was going to happen?" he replied. She then did what any healthy woman should. She kicked the table again. He then took a walk. At the Jungle Bar, she's eyeing the bomb. Richard smiles. The Meyer's and Coke has arrived. Now, figure conservatively, 32 ounces of Meyer's a day, 300 days a year, and that means Richard has consumed 1,275 gallons of rum since 1990. There have been comedians who thought they could drink with him, only to find themselves retching into the Atlantic Ocean at 5 a.m., praying for an early death when they found they couldn't. Still, there was my daughter saying, "Let's do it," when Richard picked up the bottle of Jaeger and asked, "Shall we?" The Jungle Bar, about 500 yards from the Atlantis, is where Richard and I come after shows. The clubs in Nassau on the main island, where we go, are loud and raucous, but here it is possible to talk about our sons, crazy women, bad comedians, and Bahamian and American politics. You can hear the ocean, too. Thing is, we have nothing in common, Richard and I, except a shared memory of the same 2 weeks every year. And in fact, there aren't as many memories as there used to be, so the nights are no longer ending the next morning. For me, Paradise Island is now more about the past than the present. Back at the bar, though, Nina is bumming a smoke and buying the next round. A father's pride. I will be 50 soon, too old to be doing stand-up comedy. Of course, I thought the same thing when I turned 40. Richard, who's getting close to 50 himself, has beaten cancer twice, married and divorced his father's mistress, and was once told he had AIDS by a doctor who was looking at Robert Bethel's chart. It takes more than a Jaeger bomb to make him wince.